Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. You know, never have the words of Charles Dickens' novel, A Tale of Two Cities, so resonated here upon the land that we live. The meaning in those days, much like today, was to point out a major conflict between family and love, hatred and oppression, good and evil, light and darkness, wisdom and folly. It was meant to draw upon the way the rich were enjoying luxurious lives while others were not. Now, when the 4th of July came upon me, as many of you know, this date has always had a good connotation for me and my alter ego, Uncle Sam. For over a decade, I've helped put together the contributors to the annual fireworks over Humboldt Bay, which, of course, didn't happen this year. And this year was my second year in a row of retirement, the former not being my decision. Even though I didn't raise the bucks last year, I did parade around Old Town during the festival in my $300 Uncle Sam uniform, visiting and taking pictures with tourists and locals alike. The best of times. This year, I was going to do my saunter up 2nd Street from Gallagher's to the Oberon, back to Waterfront, and finishing up at the 707, regardless of no Old Town festival. And just for the heck of it, to see if I could get snagged for a couple of pictures, which I love to do. So Mrs. Jones, actually Mrs. Uncle Sam and I, took a little ride early Saturday morning to see what, if anything, was going on down in the Old Town heart. When we got to the gazebo at the corner of 2nd and F Street, we came upon several hundred people assembling for a Black Lives Matter rally, and many more coming from their cars parked on side streets. So I wisely saw the light, and I hope I made the right decision not to don the apparel that I love so much wearing on the 4th of July. Combine all that with the goatee and longer than normal hair that I grow for the occasion under my Uncle Sam hat. I was thinking Uncle Sam might just not be welcome sight in the midst of their rally. So you guessed it, I didn't put on the uniform. Most enjoyable time of my life parading around town smiling for every click. It definitely was the worst of times. Thinking about what kinds of confrontations I would have had and conversations, or if anybody in that group would have wanted to have their picture taken with a symbol that is, well, hard to explain in light of the fact that we already have an issue when it comes to the national anthem. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.